question in the halakha that was asked over Purim, fellow was in the Amidah, Lahash, and he was praying a little longer than the Sibur, and he wanted to say Nakdishak with the Sibur, with the Hazara. And the only way he would be able to make it to the Nakdishak with the Sibur was by skipping Al Nisim and Bimei Mordechai. So he wanted to know, can he skip Al Nisim? Anyway, if a person forgot Al Nisim, it doesn't negate his Amidah. So he wanted to skip it L'chatehila to answer Nakdishach. This was the question that he had. Now, if you follow the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Teruma, Halakha here, the Ben Ish Chai says that saying Nakdishach, one fulfills a positive commandment, V'niktashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So it seems, according to the Ben Ish Chai, that it's a mitzvah de'oraita. That's what it seems also from the Zohar HaKadosh and Parashat Emor and Rabbeinu Ari. Al Nisim is only a Drabbanan. At most, it's not going to be better than the Tefillah, which is the Drabbanan. And therefore, some could argue that since Al Nisim is only a Drabbanan, I should skip the Drabbanan in order to fulfill the mitzvah de'oraita of the Nekdashti. Akaba Vadya'ala Vashlomin Yabiya Omen Chalek Bet Teshuvah Lamed Bet discusses this, and he proves that Nakdishach is also the Rabbanan. And all these Pesukim of Nakdashti Betuch B'nei Israel are only Asmachta Be'alma, and therefore he holds that it's a Rabbanan against a Rabbanan, and therefore why should you change the Nosa of the Tefillah in order to fulfill something else that's also on the same level? So therefore his opinion was to stay and pray the Amidah with Al Nisim, and you'll just listen to Nakdishach in the Amidah of Lachash, Shomea Ka'oneh. That's the way it comes out. But what are we going to do according to the opinions that hold that is De'oraita? So Rav Natan ben Senyor has a big Hiddush. He quotes the Zohar in Parashat Emor, and he says, if you look at the source of what the Zohar is talking about over there, how do you fulfill the Mizvah v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael? He says it's an understanding that if God forbid a person is put to the test, whether it's to give up his life or to be moser nefesh to a certain degree, that he'd be willing to sacrifice his life for the Boreh. The Zohar is mashma that this is a mitzvah that's in the brain, that from time to time a person has to think about this concept and be ready to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the Zohar says one of the places that we fulfill this mitzvah is in Nakdishach. That the purpose of Nakdishach is we have to be willing to think in our mind that if it comes that we have to give our lives for God, Nakdishach, to give ourselves on Kiddush Hashem, that we would be willing. But the primary mitzvah is a mental mitzvah. Rebbe says, V'niktashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. Betoch means inside of b'nei Yisrael. It's something that's been machshava. So he says, if that's the case, even if you say that Nakdishach is de'oraita, the main de'oraita is in the mind, the person should have the kabbanah. So why, even if you say it's the oraita, why should you miss Al Nisim? Even if I'm silent in the lahash and listening to the people or the hazan say the Nakdishak, I can fulfill the oraita in my mind, mentally, when I'm hearing the Nakdishak, I'm mechaven at that moment that I'm willing to be mekadesh myself for the sake of Hashem. So memanafshak, when the old is the Rabbanan, for sure you shouldn't skip Al Nisim. And even if the old Nakdishak is the oraita is in the kabbanah. And therefore, I can have that covenant being silent. So therefore, the halakha, all the poskim, Chacham Ben Sion included, hold that one should not change the nosa of the tefillah. If a person is saying the Amidah, he should say the Al Nisim, say it where it's supposed to be, and not start moving around things in order to get something, what he thinks is better later on. In this case, first of all, it might not be better. It's both the Rabbanans. And even if you want to say it's better, you could fulfill that same Kabbanah by being silent and having the Kabbanah. So therefore, that is the halakha l'maaseh.